Are you working on your author career but struggling to get that first book published? Does the goal of being an author seem too lofty? Or are thoughts of having multiple books and making a full-time living are as fantastical as living in Cinderella's castle? Welcome to Discovered Wordsmiths, a podcast where aspiring authors can be heard. Join Stephen Schneider as he finds and talks to authors you may not know, but authors that have gotten their foot on the author career path. Hear what they've done to get there and where they want to go now. Settle back. It's time for a bit of inspiration and advice. Come listen to today's Discovered Wordsmith.
Hey, Wordsmithians. Welcome to another great episode. I've got an important one for you today. David Savage, who has used his knowledge through business from his whole life helping people with conflicts, and he's putting it into a series of books. So this is a good one. We could probably all use some at times, especially if we're in business and negotiating contracts. So it's a good talk with David. And if you have a need for that, this is a one to go check out. Before that, though, I want to give you a quick listen. Kobo Writing Life, if you are a reader and you're looking for someplace other than the main one that people buy books online, check out Kobo Writing Life. They do a lot for the authors. They do a lot for the readers. So it'd be a good one to find some great books and get something. So here's Kobo Writing Life.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Joni.
And we're from Kobo Writing Life, Kobo's free, fast, and easy self-publishing platform. KWL was built by authors for authors, and our team of dedicated book lovers is always working hard to help authors reach new readers around the world.
With Kobo Writing Life, authors can now publish audiobooks and ebooks right in their KWL account. We don't ask for exclusivity, and you'll always control your pricing in up to 16 currencies. You can also create a pre-order for your audiobooks or ebooks with no date limitations.
We have a lot of great opportunities for indie authors, including the option to include your books in our Kobo Plus subscription catalog in selected regions, as well as great promotional opportunities available in the Promotions tab right in your KWL dashboard.
If you're a KWL author and you don't yet have access to the Promotions tab or the Audiobook tab, email us at writinglife@kobo.com and we'll get you sorted. We're all about providing excellent support.
Create your free account today at kobo.com/writinglife. If you want to learn more about Kobo Writing Life, check out our blog, podcast, and find us on socials.
Okay, thank you. And now we're going to hear from David. And the second half for authors, we talk about using your book as your brand, that they aren't separate. So that's a good talk with David. So here's David with his book, Better by Design. Today, I've got David Savage. David, welcome to Discovered Wordsmith Podcast. How are you today?
I'm excited to be here talking to you and talking to your audience. This is awesome and love the technology, and even in these isolated times.
Yes, it's especially good for all of that. That's one of the nice things about the tech. 10, 15 years ago, it would have been a lot harder with all this COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Tell everybody a little bit about you. Outside of your writing, some things you like to do, where you live, that type of thing.
Yeah. I live in the Rocky Mountains of southeastern British Columbia, Canada. I actually grew up in Calgary, Alberta.
Nice.
And all my career, I've been working to get people to figure out things by themselves. And my book series of seven books is all about collaboration. So I've really found that in my career, which started out in selling small Canadian natural gas exploration companies. And then I moved about 17 years ago to say, you know, it's actually about the teamwork, about the people, about the helping to solve the challenges, because there's too many great ideas that never actually get launched. There's too many people that are in the way. And so when I realized my skills and experience in oil and gas as business development, negotiation, conflict resolution are transferable to every industry, you know, in the last 17 years, I've been working with tourist organizations, family practice, healthcare, renewable energy, wind farms. It's all fun. And I guess, why do I do it? Well, this is my purpose. This is what I love to do all my career. And I, Stephen, now I have 5 wonderful grandchildren. So
Nice.
I really want to assist and guide and coach people and organizations to make a better shared future.
Nice. And with all the grandchildren, it probably makes for really good holidays.
Yes. And, I just love nature, love forests and mountains. And, you know, they would, my grandkids see me as kind of a mountain guy, you know, who wants to take them out into the mountains, hiking and backpacking. But they're very young. So I've only had Quinn and Sarah, who were 12 and 14, with me hiking and going to the backcountry huts.
That's been fun.
Owen, Wallace, and Scarlett are 4, 2, and not even 1 yet. So I'm just planting seeds with them.
Right. Nice. That sounds great. So with all this that you do and what you do for your purpose and work, why did you want to write, especially a series of books? Because that takes away time and other things. Why write it all down and put it in books?
Yeah, well, thanks for that question. I hadn't actually been asked that question in a while, but about 17 years ago, when I started to go out on my own and write and speak and coach and mediate conflicts, I got involved with a number of people at the Harvard Program on Negotiation. And wonderful people, brilliant work, all of that. But what I said to them is, you guys do great work, but you've not actually ever done the work. Like, you've been in university, you've been some of the smartest people on the planet. I want to add my business expertise to that. I want to make it real for more and more people. And I find that in the tone of collaboration, you know, we've got increasing speed, increasing complexity, increasing polarization, increasing alternative facts. And I guess my thing is twofold, Stephen. One is, nobody gets to be right, because if you're right, then that must mean I'm wrong. You know, why don't we just actually come together, learn what we can from each other, and work together better?
Right. That sounds good. So you've got a series of books. Tell us what the series is about and what's the latest book.
Yeah, thank you. If I can, I don't know if you can see that. Probably not very clear, but that's my first book. And if people look it up online or on my website, David D. Savage.
I'll put links in the show notes
too. Perfect. So my one of my brilliant friends, I kept on looking at, collaboration is a culture. It's not an event or a leader calling a meeting to tell you what he thinks you should all be doing. It is a culture. It's a transformation. It's a way we are included. And my brilliant friend, Donna Hastings, who is chair of Western Canada Heart and Stroke Foundation, I kept asking Donna, like, and breakthrough to yes. You know, I'd like to come up with an acronym, because sometimes acronyms land with people. And through the research I did, interviewing over 100 people in 8 countries for my series of 7 books, one of the things I asked them, well, what's the barrier to collaboration? And guess what the number one barrier is? It's shaded on my letters on breakthrough to yes. When your audience looks at that, you'll see the greatest barrier to effective collaboration is EGOS, egos.
Oh, okay.
So I'm either have to be the alpha dog, or else I need to show that I actually don't know what I do by trying too hard. And why don't we actually allow leaders to design collaborations? And that's my latest book, Better by Design, Your Best Collaboration Guide, How to Produce Better Outcomes. Because what I found is my first 6 books are, I really love them, because they're a lot of stories, a lot of assessments, a lot of tools. And then I figured, well, that's really nice, but me and you and your audience probably have way more books than we've actually been able to read or actually engage with. So that's where I came up with Better by Design. It's a very thin guidebook, to say, okay, let's just make it simple. You know, if you want to put this in your boardroom or out in your circle around a campfire, here's a guide to help you collaborate better. So it is packed with a lot of insights, but it's really meant, Better by Design is really meant as a guidebook so people can walk through. And I guess I just come back to the fact that, you know, collaboration, you know, I started writing on collaboration 8 years ago, still writing on and coaching on collaboration and conflict resolution together. And while the words, when we go to Google, 8 years ago, you'd search collaboration and you'd get like 2 million hits of feeds. Now it's like 25 million hits because every, you know, it's almost like, oh, geez, I wish I would have called it something else because collaboration has now become such an overused and understood and under-engaged concept.
Right. So in the series, what are the other books about? How does it all fit together?
Yeah, so I will start that answer is when I was talking to my friends at Harvard and my other friends, and I said, I want to write a book on collaborative leadership from a business perspective, from 35 years in business. And then I started searching out, okay, what's my research? What's the marketplace? And even today, if you look for books on collaboration, they're actually not collaborative books. They're one or two people that have written something. So yes, David B. Savage is on the title of all my seven books. And, you know, over 100 experts from 8 different countries, because if I don't get to be right, you know, as a grandfather, as a father who raised teenagers, as a person in the world, I've realized I don't know it all. And the older I get, the more experienced I get, I realize that it's more powerful not to know, actually. It's more powerful to simply to listen. So that's where I come from. And I say out of the seven books, yes, Breakthrough to Yes, Unlocking the Possible Within a Culture of Collaboration is a lot of 10-step process, a lot of stories of what went right, what went wrong in my interactions in all those different industries and what I've learned, how I've continued to evolve and tune it. And then over the process between that and Better by Design, the simple guidebook, I was also like you, I did 45 podcasts and I wanted to keep reaching out to say, okay, what do you think? What do you think? Tell me about collaboration. Tell me about negotiation. Tell me about social purpose. You know, what are your ideas? So, and 4 of those 7 books, I've recorded and transcribed the leaders telling me their stories on those 45 podcasts. Because I want to make it approachable. I want to make it easily approachable, economic, so they're available audio, ebook, and in print. I want to have that source out there so that we can make our future a little better than it might otherwise be.
Nice. And is this traditionally published or self-published?
Well, in fact, as we've all known and your readers know, the publishing industry just keeps on changing and maybe collapsing. I had a couple offers to publish from print publishing houses on my first book. And sure enough, within about a year and a half, that company went bankrupt. So I decided I just want the freedom and the ability to write my books, bring them out at a lower cost. And we'll talk a little bit later in another segment about publishing and living your brand of your book. But what I will say is I think writers are artists as well. And I wanted control because some of the content in any book is you know, an editor or a publisher might want to change that. I've got friends who've, a good friend who had $1 million advance. And then when I read her book, you know, 2 years later, when it finally came out, it just wasn't her. So yeah, I'd love $1 million advance. Don't let me lead you astray. You know, nobody's knocking at my, well, somebody actually just did ring the doorbell, but no. So the reason for my self-publishing and making it available at a reasonable cost on all three formats is just to maintain control and make it available.
Nice.
And then with people like you, Stephen, you know, we make people more aware of it and see how we can collaborate.
So you mentioned a few times about listening to what people said and getting their feedback. How has that feedback helped you from the first book to writing the newest book?
Yeah, I'm thinking about that Arab proverb. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And over my career and over the writing of the seven books, and then I am in the process of writing my eighth book, I found actually slow down. It's way more important to start on why are we doing this? Who needs to be included? Making sure that we embrace conflict and really purposefully even design the setting of where we want to collaborate. You know, too many offices have rectangular boardrooms. Well, if you want to do a top down, you know, Stephen, you're going to tell me what we're going to do in the budget next year, that probably works. But if we actually want to brainstorm, we bring in the art. We bring in any opportunity to be in nature. We bring in pencils, you know, paper, scissors, whatever it takes. So opening up. So I guess that is my long answer to, you know, we need to design a collaboration based on what your intention is, what the opportunity is, what the people involved are. And certainly people will say, I just want to have a meeting and get on with it. Well, we've had 100 years of having meetings and getting on with it. And what was that Monty Python skit? Meetings, bloody meetings.
Like yeah,
We don't need more meetings. We need more successful outcomes.
Right. Yes. Good. That's a good pop culture reference that I like.
John Cleese, pardon me, not
yes,
Monty
John
Python.
Cleese, Monty yeah. Python. Yeah. So where can people find your books? And do you have a website? Tell them that where that
yeah,
is.
Thank you. So my books are available in all three formats through Amazon anywhere in the world. And if your listeners, viewers go to davidbsavage.com, David B as in Bruce Savage.com, I've got the Kirkus reviews. I've got reviews of all the actually 9 books that I've published. The other 2 are about company to company conflict resolution and expert insights. But if you go to that website, there is lots of resources there, and I can ship it from the Kootenai Rockies of British Columbia, but it's probably more convenient and cheaper for the viewers to actually buy it online. And what I also want to share actually and offer is, since I believe in collaboration and collaborative leadership, and I don't think I've got it nailed yet, you know, I always want to learn and grow like you and our viewers do. What my offer is if any of your viewers want to send me an email and say, okay, here's something I know about collaboration, I will just email them a digital copy of my book. For first 20 that do that, I'll send them a digital copy, because, you know, money isn't the object here. It's changing our culture and making our future a better place. And I guess, you know, to make that memorable, I talked about egos on the cover of Breakthrough DS. My website, David B. Savage, I just think that's a powerful name. I thank mom and dad for David B. Savage. You know, sounds like an authority on something.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Well, that's a wonderful offer. We'll make sure to have links and mention that. We'll point it out. That's wonderful. So now you've written all these books. What's your plans for the next one, if you even have any?
Yeah, you know, some of the things that I'm working on right now are 2 books. Well, actually, three books, even if I might. On the leadership and business development collaboration view, I've been writing articles and speaking, and I'm writing a book. The working title and the title on LinkedIn, the article that I posted a few, maybe a month ago, is Turn the Great Resignation into the Great Opportunity. Because we hear, whether it's in America, Canada, France, Peru, we hear about people saying, I don't want to do that work anymore. You know, I want to do something better. And too often we talk about, well, let's just give them an extra $2 an hour. Well, no, actually money doesn't change people. It's their engagement, their loyalty, their sense of alignment and purpose with the values of that organization. So I want to take it to that next step, is to say, well, instead of simply saying, well, I'll give you a little bit more money or shorter hours, why don't we make work way more rewarding and way more fun and innovative, so people can say, I just can't wait to go to work. You know, this is great stuff. So that's the development of that, is the push to people to say, stop making it so simple. It is complex, and let me put it the other way around. In my career, I've been successful in hiring and maintaining very innovative groups simply because I hire the people that aren't asking for the money first. You know, money's nice. You know, we all need to buy a car and, you know, maybe that F-150 Lightning in a couple of years, who knows? But, that's not what makes us joyful at work. So let's go there and let's guide leaders and organizations on how to do business with purpose and attract the best of the best. Like if companies are having a hard time getting staff, well, that means there's a ton of staff out there that are really looking around for a better job, a better work environment.
Right. So let me ask you this, David. When you're sitting down to read a book, what are some of your favorite books and authors?
I love storytelling. So that's why I'm looking forward to later to be reading one of my stories. So I've really transitioned from a lot of heavy business books into the authors that can combine business with storytelling. You know, that saying, they'll never remember what you said 2 weeks after you said it, but if you're good, they'll remember how they felt. So, Think Again by Adam Grant. You know, that's a brilliant book, and it's all about nobody gets to be right at the end of the day. I'm in a book club, and we're reviewing Atomic Habits by James Clear. So those are business books. And the little nuggets, so the Think Again just completely aligns with inclusion of diverse perspectives. And Atomic Habits says, you know, when you want to change a habit, as an example, you know, gee, I don't have 90 minutes to go walking in the community forest today, but I could probably put on my shoes and walk for 5 minutes and then see what happens. And then walk for another 5 minutes, and then walk for another 5 minutes. So, you know, a very tangible, so a combination of Atomic Habits, or very short, tangible, usable skills, and then things that may make people literally think again, you know, check why you're doing it, what's underneath all of this, and how you can capture it.
Nice. Okay. Where you live, do you have a favorite bookstore that you get?
I'm a huge fan of independent bookstores because they're such a culture upon themselves. So Huckleberry Books in Cranbrook, British Columbia.
Nice.
Okay. Aaron runs it. You just go in there and you just want to surround yourself in books and not leave. Monroe Books in Victoria, the same thing. I love the independent bookstores. Yes, the big ones and the online ones like Amazon, that's great for convenience. But you know, if we want to talk about the culture of books, you know, check out a local independent bookstore.
Right. I agree. All right. Well, before we wrap up the first half here talking about your book, tell everybody that's been listening why they should go out and get your book and read it.
Well, if every one of your projects is successful, every one of your meetings ends up with fantastic, better than expected results, don't buy my book. But actually, I'm not going to say what you would expect me to say next. It's actually not about the book. It's not about the 10 steps or the assessments or any of the tools I have in my book. It's actually building that culture within your group, whether it's a family, whether it's a multinational corporation. You know, Better by Design will provide an opportunity to actually talk through things. So the whole process is actually not about buying the book or not buying the book, but the book will guide you. For example, we too often skip over, okay, what are our values? You know, do we value integrity? Do we value diversity? Do we value conflict? You know, those are unheard of conversations in most organizations and most families. And once we have that guided conversation, you know, with or without Better by Design or Breakthrough DS, it's really important for us to lay that foundation of trust and who we are together, what's our rules of engagement, so that it's clear that no longer the old business paradigm of, you know, every quarter I got to have promised financial results and I got to achieve, you know, greater productivity or whatever. No, all of those things actually are the result of better culture, a better inclusive culture of collaboration. It's like money. It will all come when you do it right.
Nice.
But if it's only the short term and the money part, boy, you're just going to waste a lot of money and not build much of a fan base.
Right. Great. Well, hey, David, thanks for sharing that. Appreciate it. I hope there's some people that go out, buy your book, find it interesting that they need it, because it sounds like a good book for people in business, people in families, everybody.
Yeah, it is really a culture and a shift. It's really an opportunity to actually slow down so that we can be way better. And social purpose, creating shared value, critical thinking, they seem like such common sense, but maybe once in a while we need a reminder about, you know, we need to actually listen and devise and plan together.
Agreed. Well, thanks. Appreciate that.
Thank you for listening to Discovered Wordsmiths. Come back next week and listen to another author discuss the road they've traveled, and maybe sometime in the near future, it might be you.